Carolyn Luba Darcy is a dentist who practices in Fredericton and chair of the group Stop Spraying in New Brunswick. The group has raised concerns about herbicide use and called on the province to ban all herbicide spraying on public lands. This week, Stop Spraying NB introduced a new online mapping tool allowing people to check whether or not herbicide spraying is taking place near their community or the watershed for their drinking water. There are two maps, one that shows historical spraying areas on public land and the other showing last year's approved spray areas. CHMA will post links to those maps on our website, chmafm.com. What prompted your group to develop these maps?
It started out with just wanting to have a better map to see the current spray licenses. But then our volunteer, who knows a lot about GIS, he was digging more, and he said, wow, I can create a map that shows all the historic spraying. The data is on the web, but it's published in such a way that you or I, you know, if we don't have GIS capabilities, we will not really know what to do with the data. So the data is there, but it's not usable for the general public.
If I understand correctly, your group's position, you're primarily opposed to spraying on public land, but additionally, you want to stop spraying in any watersheds that provide drinking water to people, and that includes some private land. And you have found that some spraying has occurred in watersheds supplying some municipalities in New Brunswick. Could you talk about that briefly?
55 hectares were sprayed. So you've got Musquash, East-West Musquash, Loch Lomond, which is St. John, the Iroquois River, the Green River, Blanchette Brook, Rousseau-Dennis Stream, and then Tramiel Brook, and then, of course, Turtle Creek.
So this data that you have on the map comes from the provincial government. Your group has made it easier to understand by mapping it out. And the government issues data about spraying licenses issued for private and public land. That's, again, spraying licenses that have been issued. That's not the same as information showing where spraying actually occurred, right? But the Department of Natural
Resources. Yeah, because not every.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we're. Yeah, not every license is utilized. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. They don't use every license, but when they've put signs out that they're planning to spray, they're just waiting for the right weather conditions, you know, to do it. So mm-hmm. when you see those signs up, you know that within a week or 2 weeks, the spraying will happen there. Mm-hmm. And other people had seen it too, you know, but I mean, we're only hearing, obviously we're hearing people telling us what they've witnessed, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
And the Department of Natural Resources doesn't report where spraying actually occurred on private land. And do you think this should change? What do you think should change about the ways that the government reports all of this information to the public?
Yeah, I mean, I think the government should publish it all. Maybe they don't have to publish purely private land that's not in a protected area. But if protected areas are being sprayed, I think the public has a right to know if it happened or not. And then it doesn't really matter if it was private or public because it's in a protected area. So that's what I feel, you know, our group feels that they need to do. They need to publish every spray activity that happens within a protected watershed.
You know, maybe I should note that you're speaking of herbicides generally, as opposed to specifically mentioning chemicals like glyphosate. Could you talk about the kinds of herbicides that are used in New Brunswick and why you're concerned about them? You know, given that regulators have in Canada and around the world, you consider them safe.
We don't want any herbicide that behaves like glyphosate, because Garlon XRT, which is what NB Power started using last year, behaves the same way as glyphosate. You know, it eliminates everything. So what happens is you lose biodiversity, you lose habitat, you lose food for animals. Because ultimately, for our group, the focus is really ecology. We're worried about the ecological effect.
As you know, some people have suggested that glyphosate might be the cause of neurological illnesses in New Brunswick that have made headlines around the world. Last week, patients and families affected by this kind of condition, and the Green Party of New Brunswick called for an investigation into the potential environmental causes of this sort of condition. Any comment?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely an investigation is needed. Even the experts were agreeing that there was probably an environmental cause. Now, nobody knows what it is, right? Because these patients have high levels of toxins and glyphosate in their body. We don't know which toxin was the trigger. So that's why our group says, you know, we need this investigation to actually happen. But we are not claiming that glyphosate has anything to do with it, and it may. And even if it was a, you know, they were looking at the toxins that come from blue-green algae that get a chance to accumulate more in areas where glyphosate has been sprayed because, you know, the ecology has been upset, right? It's sort of like an opportunistic algae that just gets a chance to overgrow because other things are not growing, just like you would see with bacteria or anything. So that's the thing. It you know, that toxin was found in the bodies of these patients, but they also have other toxins in their system. So, you know, we can't make any claims about what the environmental cause is. We just need to have it investigated properly, and the investigation was going quite fine until it abruptly ended, right?
Okay. Anything else you want to add about any of the topics that we've been discussing today?
Yeah, I mean, we're having a by-election right now, of course, and there are three ridings, including Dieppe and then two near the Bathurst area that are up for grabs. And of course, our group is always, you know, trying to push during these times that, you know, that we hear these candidates talk about these issues. And for us, it's certainly not just about this brain disease. It's about forestry use of glyphosate and other herbicides, you know, if they decide to replace them. So, you know, we just feel that the politicians don't seem to want to recognize that this is a big issue for a lot of New Brunswickers, as was illustrated by, you know, the fact that our petition is still collecting signatures, and it's already at 35,000 handwritten signatures in the legislature. And you know, we launched a new letter writing campaign last week when we were at the Moncton Sportsman Show, you know, again, because it seems that we need to show that people care, even though obviously they've signed the petition. But the MLAs keep, no, not all of them, but most of them are claiming that they don't hear from their constituents, that they're upset about this. So because they're not hearing directly from their constituents, they're acting as if it's not a big issue.